So the halacha is that there is no avelus on Yontif, that if someone passes away, either the too close to Yontif, but you can't have the funeral, and the burial doesn't happen until after Yontif, or in case of Pesach and Sukkot, if you're buried on Chol HaMoed, so you don't begin the Shiva, you don't start counting the 7 days until after Yontif is over. However, what happens if one has a burial on Erev Yontif? So the halacha is in general regarding Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, really on a regular Shiva, really the halacha is on Erev Shabbos that you go as late in the day as you can. In other words, if you need an hour to prepare for Shabbos, then you get up an hour before Shabbos. If you need 3 hours, there is no halacha of chatzos, of midday, when it comes to Erev Shabbos. So whatever time you need, that's when you stop. However, but it comes from Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, that's a special din by Erev Pesach, that Erev Pesach after chatzos, Erev Pesach after midday, so then there is no mourning. Well, that's a discussion. Because why? Because the Karban Pesach, the Paschal lamb, was starting to be prepared after midday. So the question is whether Erev Pesach, we know when we call Pesach, we mean the Chag HaMatzos, it begins the 15th at night. But Pesach is referring to the Karban Pesach, and you started preparing Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So generally speaking, you have Shiva, you sit your day of Shiva the whole day, Friday until whatever time you need to get ready. As well, Erev Yontif. There is a minig in Eretz Yisrael by the Kotel. There is a minig Yerushalayim, which seems difficult, but that seems to be the minig that. But there's a custom that when you go to the Kotel for the first time in 30 days, so you rip kriya, you rip your garment. So, however, some claim that if you come Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, so then you don't do it. So some say there's a minig, it's difficult why it would be so, but there might be a minig like that. So generally speaking, the only halachic issue is really Erev Pesach after midday. So that's a debate. So the question comes up, either let's say if you're sitting Shiva and your last day of Shiva is, well, it's going to be over because it's going to, Yontif will cancel the Shiva anyway. So if your last day of Shiva, whether it's Shiva or not, is going to be on Erev Pesach, so how long do you go? So do you stop at Erev, do you stop at Chatzos, do you go longer? That would be one challenge. So we go lenient in both directions. So we say Erev Pesach after Chatzos, then one could stop, the Shiva is over. However, the question, what about in the other way? Let's say it's a person passes away Erev Pesach, and the burial doesn't happen until an hour before Pesach. It's after Chatzos. So do I say then, do you have to start sitting Shiva until after Yontif, or could I start Shiva right away? So since it's a debate about whether Erev Pesach after Chatzos has a halacha that you can't do, everyone agrees it's a quasi-holiday because of the Karban Pesach, but that's a debate between Tosfos and the Or Zeruah. So therefore, when it comes to Avelus, we always go Lakula. We always are lenient, even if in entirety the Sasa, even the two might not make sense when you put them together. So therefore, the Netziv has a tshuva where he's lenient, that if one does a burial right before Pesach, and you have an hour to sit Shiva before, you could sit Shiva for an hour, for 5 minutes before Pesach, and then you won't have a Shiva. And one last thing, an interesting Shaila came up where, let's say, there was family members living in Israel and family members living, and a son was in America. And the person died in Eretz Yisrael, it was Yontif already because it's 7 hours ahead of us. So they died, it was Pesach night in Israel. And whatever, I guess the person, the non-Jewish person, whoever it was, called the son who was in America telling them your father passed away. So the question is, what should he do then? The family's not going to begin Shiv until after Yantif, because once Yantif started, that's it. So the case was, it was actually one of the Gedolim, it was the Shevet HaLevi. And apparently what the son heard the news, he sat Shiva for an hour before Pesach, and his Shiva was over before, and then they didn't even start, the rest of the family didn't start sitting Shiva until after Pesach that year. Rabbi Chananya ben Achash Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Wazach Ezo Afiyak Yerubram Tor Mitzvah Shemar Nachavei Tzuman Tzidko.